Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
Welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, where whether it be binoculars, glasses, monocle, or our naked eyes, we are always keeping our peepers peeled for things.
Cover your shame eyes.
Thanks for joining us. Sometimes I don't know why you want to.
you come for the things, and we have things to tell you. This is a bit of a thing check, but also a bit of a well, it's been a thing, but I think it might be elevating right now for many reasons. Camping. Mm-hmm. And the reason I noticed it is that Good Sam, which is like a camping company, they sell camping equipment, they rent RVs, they operate campgrounds. Good Sam is sponsoring the baseball playoffs. At first, I saw it on the Tampa Bay game and thought, oh, it's because Florida. Yeah, sure, that makes sense. But then I noticed it was at the LA game, at the San Francisco. It was like all of them. They're sponsoring. Like when I say sponsoring, I mean their logo is up in the stadiums.
Oh, wow.
All of the games. Stadia? Anyway. So I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess that makes sense. Because of the pandemic, camping is at an all-time peak. And that's because people kind of don't want to stay in a hotel, certainly aren't as likely to get on a plane and go somewhere else because maybe they aren't even allowed to get into the place they would want to visit. So camping. And this is also borne out by a few friends of mine who are like, oh, yeah, we're going on vacation. Where are you going? Camping.
Yep. It's like the 70s. It's actually kind of awesome because the reasons are very different. Mm-hmm. Presumably, you know, because there wasn't a pandemic that I know of in the 70s. Although there was, weirdly, like a crazy flu then.
Yeah.
That killed a whole bunch of people and the government wasn't paying attention to it because of Vietnam. So I guess there sort of was a pandemic in the 70s. Maybe that's why everybody went camping.
Well, it's not like we're having runaway inflation and skyrocketing oil prices like in the 70s.
Right. It's totally. Oh, no. It's a time loop. My goodness. That's amazing. But yeah, there apparently have been indeed a whole bunch of first time campers, and people are like camping and working. There's the big RV thing.
Yep.
I mean, it's ethnically diverse, which I love to see, but it is kind of a bummer that you can't get a campsite anywhere.
Yeah. KOA campgrounds is where all my friends seem to be going. So maybe that's why Good Sam is sponsoring baseball, to be like, hey, we have campgrounds too.
Come on. We also exist.
Yeah. These are names that I have not thought of since the 70s. When we would go camping, that's, you know, we would often go off to the Ozarks for a vacation and camp at a KOA or a Good Sam park. So
I got to say, I recently, in just the past few years before the pandemic, have rekindled my love affair with the KOA because my son and I rented an RV, I don't know, 4 summers ago, I want to say, maybe 5. And drove from Northern California. I say drove it as if he helped. I drove us from Northern California all the way up to the northernmost tip of Washington. And then we came all the way back down along the Oregon coast. It was like the most fun vacation I've ever been on. I was like, I can't say a single thing wrong about this vacation, except for one day when I accidentally just opened up the poop tube and poop came.
But it's going to happen.
It was so fun. And we stayed at 2 KOAs, and I was like, oh my God, the KOA is the bomb. And every summer since, we have stayed at a KOA because they're just the best. No offense to Good Sam, which I didn't even know about. Now I'm going to try because the KOAs are clearly all full.
Yeah. Good Sam Parks I think they just have the halo. They used to have a little guy with a halo over it. Oh, now it's just, I think they simplified it to just the halo, but they kept the Helvetica like 70s era font. So good for them.
Oh, I mean, I'm excited. And yes, camping.
Camping. Total thing. All right. Nice.
Super duper.
What you got?
I have a linguistic thing.
I love those.
And that thing is the newly evolved use of the word spicy.
Ooh, spicy
to
thing.
Mean painful physically.
Ooh. Ow,
or
spicy.
Like different. Not different. To mean either painful or difficult. Sometimes we have to have spicy conversations, but not like angry.
Right, right. Just you know, tricky, difficult.
Tricky, difficult,
complicated.
Literally painful. Like I was at the dermatologist and she was like, this part might be a little spicy. Which
really?
Was code for hurts like the burder, burder, burber. Bur.
Huh.
Yeah. Like literally doctors are saying spicy to mean it might hurt.
I think people are
saying spicy to mean kind of heated.
Dicey. Rhyming with spicy and having an adjacent meaning.
Really? But dicey doesn't mean like this is going to hurt your face when I put a laser on it.
The conversation thing, though.
It
was a little dicey. And they're like, well, dicey isn't exactly the word spicy.
Maybe.
Yeah, it doesn't explain the pain.
I think it just means like, I think it's like heated, you know, because you can even say like people have definitely been saying like, oh, I'm heated right now. And so I could imagine heat being, getting you back to spicy.
And spice being, you know, the heat spice, not the.
Exactly.
Yeah. Spicy heat, not temperature
hot. Afi James in the Discord seems to confirm by saying that's a hot take.
It's a spicy take.
Yeah, they used to say tingle. Exactly, Lab Rat. They used to say this will tingle a little bit or it might sting some. And now they're like, this might be a little spicy.
Low-level spicy things make your tongue tingle.
Boom. I mean, it's actually it's a very appropriate, as a linguistic evolution goes, it's a really delightfully appropriate usage. Like this conversation might be a little spicy. But I think it's like, I'm into it. I cast no shade on spicy and its evolution into new usage, except that when the dermatologist uses it, she is lying. She means this will horrifically hurt you.
Yeah, no, that's always, you know, this is going to pinch a little. It never pinch. Never pinches. It hurts.
Spicy. Yeah.
Spicy this dermatologist.
Still,
spicy.
Otherwise a great etymological evolution.
You know, the only thing I regret about this is that spicy is coming out of a positive connotation, like, ooh, a little spicy, a little fun, a little daring, a little on the edge. Now it's going into a more negative, like, it's a little spicy.
Oh, might that's be a little true. Spicy. Yeah. Well, it used to just be like festive and fun. And now it's like, mm-hmm. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Fair. Yeah.
But good to know. Good to know. Four armed is four spicied.
Yes. That's what you said.
I caught this one on Twitter when someone was complaining about it, which if someone's complaining about something on Twitter, it's a thing.
It's a thing.
Stirrup pants.
Dude, I've been predicting this on the show for so long. Has it finally arrived? Oh my God.
I think it's finally arrived because H&M is making a big deal about them. And if you do a search on Google, I tried this on DuckDuckGo and I didn't get the same thing. But on Google Shopping, everybody's
there. They are.
Yeah.
There they are. I want these express high-waisted pull-on plaid stirrup pant. Oh, my biscuits. Wow. It's so confusing how the 80s and the 70s are arriving at exactly the same time. Like, has there ever been such an intensely weird kind of mashup of...
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's... It always feels like... we're probably remembering it wrong, but it always feels like you only get one flashback decade period time period at a time. And we are definitely getting two right now.
Like really intensely simultaneously. It's almost as strong as the millennial Gen Z war. It's like Gen Z is 80s and millennial 70s, which I guess makes sense.
But yeah, it does.
It's such a clash. Oh my God. These are full on freaking stirrup pants.
Yeah, stirrup pants are back, baby.
They're even the kind, like I used to think that this was a sign that I was doing stirrup pants wrong, that they would be like stretched enough that you could see the stirrups. The stirrups didn't like conform to your ankle. But these H&M ones seem to fit like that on purpose. I always just thought it was because I was too tall.
And if anybody doesn't know, stirrup pants just mean there's fabric coming down from the cuff at the bottom of the pant that you wrap around your foot.
Elastic. It used to be, and it's great for if you want to put on boots over it. It's like a legging that won't, I guess, ride up or something. I don't even know. I'm having a hard time now even thinking of what the benefit of a stirrup pant is.
I always assumed somebody was watching baseball and saw someone with their, you know, the pants up where you could see the stirrup socks and was like, huh, what if I did that with my leggings? And then stirrup pants were born.
Of course you thought it came from baseball.
And as most things do.
But maybe.
At least when stirrup pants first came around, baseball was big enough that it's not impossible, I guess.
I mean, it's literally stirrup pants with like a firm shouldered blazer and high heels. It is the 80s.
While camping.
While camping. You literally wear this in the RV and just punch a hole in the fake KOA. Wood floors.
Yeah. Doing your macrame. It's just
they have like a little bar at the KOA. You could wear your heels over to the little bar and stuff.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Oh yeah, the last time I was there, they had karaoke. It was so fun.
We never camped in an RV except for at this weird resort at Carlisle Lake that my parents were members of, where you could rent an RV, but you didn't get to drive it. It was just in the park already. Weird.
So you would just go stay. Well, I guess they do. Yeah. There are glamping sites now that have that. Like you just go stay in an Airstream.
Yeah, this was definitely not glamping.
Like, let me be clear.
There was no glam. It was just ping.
No glam. Only ping. No glam. Only ping.
Yep.
Well, my next thing was Tom's thing, but it's also my kid's thing. And I didn't really realize it was a thing until I saw that Tom had put it in the bullpen as a possible thing. And then I was like, please, can I have that thing? Because apparently it's a thing and it didn't occur to me. Archer, the cartoon spy show that is so raunchy and so phenomenally inappropriate and yet hilarious and has apparently been on for like 9 seasons. 12, 13. Sorry, 12 seasons.
Oh, yeah, because the 13th is coming, right? Yeah,
and just got approved for its 13th season. Yeah, and I don't know if it's that it got approved for a 13th season or renewed or what, but like my son just started watching it and I keep seeing it popping up on Twitter. I'm sort of, it's almost, I mean, again, it's in the like evolving saga of everybody's already gone through all the shows and now they need a new one. It would appear that they landed on Archer. Of all things.
Yeah. Which I wonder how much of it has to do with the passing of Jessica Walter, who played Mallory Archer, which they dealt with apparently in the storyline. I no spoilers because I haven't watched it and I don't know how they dealt with it, but I saw a headline that they dealt with it somehow, like a little send off for Jessica Walter. So maybe that got people back in partly as well, or maybe it's just been on long enough. Since because it premiered in 2009, that a whole new generation is like, what is this Archer you speak of?
Do you think that there's a Venn diagram of shows that are newly being rediscovered and watched and shows that have a very extensive back catalog? Like, I wonder if that's what it is people, because people want to binge.
Yeah. Because you know, there's on IMDb TV, apparently, Columbo is a big hit.
Yeah, totally. Did we talk about that last week? That Columbo was a thing, apparently?
Yeah.
Right. This is exactly that. It's basically like, I think now we just have No Time to Die, maybe, because there's a new James Bond and people are into spy stuff again.
Into spy stuff. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That might be Alfie James.
I really don't know, but it is really funny. You're right. It's like this... we're starting to break the things into subcategories of things. I mean, we've done that always, but like currently we have a subcategory that is like which 80s or 70s fashion will come into being
come next.
And which show has been rediscovered. And I think we should probably just start calling it binge watch. I mean, we might even need like a sting.
The binge thing. Did we talk about Sopranos coming back too?
Yeah.
Because of Many Saints of Newark? Yeah.
People rewatching, so watching Sopranos. Yeah, totally. Yeah. I think so. I think it's the binge. It's the binge bucket.
The binge bucket. That's it. Brilliant.
And Archer has been plucked out of the binge bucket.
It's been pulled out. It's been ladled out of the binge bucket.
Ladled out of the binge bucket and slapped on trays at the cafeteria. Of kids who are out of things to watch. Oh,
that's amazing. Yeah. You know what else is amazing, Mollywood?
Our wonderful listeners.
You read my mind. It's exactly right, because they send us their things as well. They're so generous. Feedback at itsathing.me. If you would like to share a thing, like Chip from Boston did, on a possible origin of mid, then I think he nails. Chip says, I was wondering, could genesis of mid, to mean kind of meh or not as good, be a new abbreviation of the old phrase middle of the road? Thaw, short for thoughts, writes Chip. Love the show. Keep up the good work. Yeah, I do. Maybe not directly, but if not directly, definitely indirectly.
In the absence of any other evidence, I can only conclude that this is 1,000,000,000% accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Because it makes perfect sense. Yeah, it's hilarious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Love it.
It's certainly spiritually the same, you know, so it makes sense that it would derive out of there somehow.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Manny, our thing HD, THD, wrote in on the thingness of a recent tech story crossover event. Oh. And Manny says, all of Twitch leaked everything, but that's like, not the thing.
Yeah.
Like literally everything. But that's not the thing, says Manny, because people don't care about source code and backend software. The thing that has captured the Twitch community is the earning numbers that were also leaked.
Spicy. Top, oh, not spicy anymore.
Right. Damn it. Old spicy? New spicy? Old still spicy? Spicy?
I like old spicy.
Old spicy. Oh, that's amazing. Anyway, he says the top 10,000 streamers by revenue all had Twitch earnings leaked, and the reactions are varied. Some fans are mad. Some find it funny. Some streamers are actually going by their ranking number on the list, but no matter what you make of it, it's a thing. And then in a separate email, Manny wrote two words, espresso martinis.
I'm sorry, Manny. I had all these astute things to say about your great observation on Twitch, and then you obliterated them all. Espresso martinis? You must tell me more.
I need to know more, and apparently all my bars are the worst, because I have not yet been to, I mean, I haven't been to a bar like very, really much, maybe that, like one.
That's really what an Americano should be, right?
An espresso martini?
The idea of the Americano is like you put espresso in hot water to simulate drip coffee that Americans love. But no, what Americans would do would put that espresso in some alcohol.
I feel very targeted, by the way, because I have an Americano every single morning, too, in fact.
No, Americanos are great, but they're called Americanos because, you know, they're like, I don't know, we don't have drip coffee. This is kind of like it,
espresso
right?
Espresso martini. I got to look this up and see what you make it with, because you really do. What? I need to have this immediately. It is a cold coffee-flavored cocktail made with vodka, espresso coffee, coffee liqueur, like Kahlua, and half and half.
This yum. For some reason, reminds me of being in Provincetown, visiting a friend in 1994, I want to say, and being served a chocolate martini, because my friend was working at the bars and restaurants like everybody in Provincetown does in the summer, because it's, you know, one of those vacation spots in Massachusetts. And this bartender was just at this party we were at making people chocolate martinis, and they tasted like chocolate. Now I must have an espresso martini, because I remember how good that was.
I like sort of don't want to, but I also like want to. This looks so good. But, you know, I've always been confused about how one is supposed to handle. Well, that's not true. I'm not confused at all, because I love a Batanga, which is tequila and Coca-Cola, which has a ton of caffeine in it.
Yep,
like there's a certain kind of drink that when you mix the coffee and the sugar and the caffeine, you feel amazing.
Rum and Coke, right?
Rum and Coke, yeah. Red Bull and vodka, evidently, if you're just trash.
Totally.
Porter got there at the same moment as I did.
Matt B on the chain of best stores wrote, when you were talking about catalog stores, my first reaction was to think of Best Products, and I'm surprised to hear you haven't heard of them. Besides being a catalog store of the type you described, several Best stores around the country also had quirky architecture. For example, the one we had in Sacramento was a large windowless brick building, and the corner of the building broke off and slid open. And that was where the store's front doors were, and he even included pics in case we didn't believe. We used catalog stores a lot when I was growing up. I specifically remember buying my Star Wars Tauntaun toy and my first Walkman-type device at these types of stores in the 80s.
Wow. Quirky architecture. That's amazing. Deanne in Denver wrote in with a dinner update. Remember, we were talking about theme parties during the pandemic. I was, because I tortured everyone, and wrote in and said, in the spirit of Halloween, here's a photo from yet another theme dinner from earlier this year from my aunt and her family. They were the ones that did the 100 days of quarantine theme dinners last year. They kept up the theme dinners throughout the fall and will randomly bust one out even now. Enjoy and boo.
That's kind of the best, when it's like, no more pressure. We don't have to do them all the time, but we're good at them now. So why not?
This one is Happy Bat Appreciation Day.
Oh,
like, these folks are good at theme dinners. I'm just saying, don't go for the obvious.
No, I would go for like, oh, it's a vampire theme with bats. No, Bat Appreciation Day. That's next level.
Genius.
Tim, on a recent name thing, recently I noticed in a couple of pieces of young adult fiction the name James being used as a girl's name. In each case, it was definitely females who identify as women, and this seemed a bit new to me. That said, Jamie, the diminutive of James, is used as a first name for both sexes. I'm curious if you have any idea how and why it started. One possible enthingening point is 2014, when Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively called their daughter James.
Oh, I mean, I think you may have figured it out, because
you've answered your own question there, Tim.
Yes.
Why they did it, I don't know. But as soon as celebrities do things, then that kind of makes them things usually.
I mean, it's no, it's no more or less explainable than Apple, which is what Gwyneth named her first child, I believe. So,
or String of Code.
Right, or String of Code, X dash one did blah,
whatever blah, blah. It was, yeah.
Yeah, whatever that one was. I'm going to give it to them, because they seem like a couple that anyone would emulate. And also, that is a cute girl's name. I like that.
Is when people in the past have named their daughters Jamie, it's not James, I guess.
Or I don't think so.
Yeah, it's just Jamie. Yeah.
James, that's pretty delightful. Yeah. And then finally, Art writes in on the chair emoji and says, hi to Molly. I was finally able to catch up with your September cast and just had to say about the chair emoji being the new laugh emoji. It makes sense. It's all about the negative space. You rolled off your chair and are now on the floor laughing. So now it's just a chair. I guess if you want to be more Gen X, which I am literal about it, you can place the inverted smiley right next to the empty chair. But no, I mean, again, Art, I think you have 100. This is basically like a whole string of nailed it emails from all y'all, because you're geniuses. And the empty chair because you're on the floor laughing is genius. Why didn't I mean, that's amazing.
That is the best.
The greatest.
Now I can't think of it any other way. That's totally it.
Yeah. Like, that's obviously it. And you're brilliant. All y'all. Brilliant.
You guys are brilliant, and that's why we created the actual shout-out level, to try to match a piece of your brilliance with the brilliance of our producer, Rich Straffolino, who custom crafts brand new theme-based shout-outs every week for people at that top Patreon level.
Yes, and this week's are absolutely brilliant, seasonally appropriate, and hysterical. They are based on Halloween costumes from Spirit Halloween, everyone's favorite ubiquitous pop-up Halloween store. This is going to be amazing. There's accompaniment.
Morris Jones will be going in the adult Dunkin' hot coffee costume.
Benjamin Forrest will look great in the adult Flamin' Hot Cheetos costume.
Can't wait to see Lee Price in his adult Drist costume from Dungeons & Dragons.
Kevin Sill will really cut people up in his adult Pig Butcher costume.
Eric Duncan will win your heart in his adult Storybook Prince costume.
Jake Woods will be in an adult Slenderman skin suit costume.
Ew. Gabriel Cohen will be in the adult Duncan cold brew costume.
Everyone will be hankering to see Joe Hood in his adult spooky pumpkin suit.
Louis St. Amour will be keeping it classy in his adult box of wine costume. Features an attached nozzle.
It'll be a treat to see Mike Akins in his adult Dunkin' strawberry frosted donut costume.
And James C. Smith will look hot in the adult infrared skin suit costume.
Bravo, bravo, Producer Rich, as always. Bravo well to played. You, dear patrons, well who support us at the shout-out level, because you make our day week after week. Patreon.com/It's a Thing is where you can become a member of It's a Thing at any level and make sure that these butts are in these chairs every week. Plus, you get ad-free RSS, and you can join us in the Discord and chat along live when we record.
You can also email us your things to feedback@itsathing.me. And do yourself a favor, folks. Go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe to Molly Wood's How We Survive. It's not only great, it's not only Molly, it's important. Go do it now. We'll talk to you next time.
Oh, you stinker.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.